The following interview was conducted on behalf of the Oral History Program of the Washington County Museum and Century High School. The interviewees are Bonnie Item and Donald C. Item. The interviewers are Annie Nguyen and Karina Reyes. The interview took place at Southwest Celebrity Street, Aloha, Oregon 97007, on the 5th, 25th, 01.
What was your first reaction when you found out about the United States' involvement in the Vietnam War?
I wasn't too happy with it because my son had to go.
What was his name?
Michael.
Okay. Yeah.
How old was your son? He was just 18.
He graduated high school in 69, and he left in 69. He enlisted, of course, because he knew he was going to be drafted anyway. So, yeah, he was over almost 2 years. Infantry and then helicopter. Mm-hmm. Luckily, nothing happened. That's all right. That's when I got my gray hair, though. It didn't take long. Yeah. Every time we got a phone call, you know, it was kind of worrisome.
Yeah. How did life in Hillsborough change from pre-war to during the war? Was there any changes?
Well, the population has certainly exploded.
Wow.
In all the housing and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. When we first moved to Beaverton, it was only, I think, 2,900 people. Mm-hmm. And now, what is it? 70 or 80,000, I think. Mm-hmm, yeah. So it's pretty close. I think it's more than Hillsborough, a little bit more. They're kind of jockeying back and forth, trying to get control, I think.
So was there anything that affected you during the time period of the Vietnam War in your life?
Well, I worry about my son being in the
What was the public opinion of the war, and did it change over time?
Yeah, well, it's a lot better now, because, you know, most people were against the Vietnam War at the time. But they're starting to realize now that it was one of those wars that we probably shouldn't have been in, but we were involved, and there was nothing they could do. We couldn't back out. Although nothing really got solved because the North Vietnamese still had their way, you know. I guess they're getting around to it now, but getting a little better.
How was the economy based in Hillsborough before the war? What was it based on? What was the economy based on?
Like, was it on agriculture or like industrial?
Yeah, there was a lot more agriculture. Because now, farming has been developed over the last 20 years. When we first moved to Beaverton, there was farms all over the place. In fact, we were in one of the first new subdivisions that was built after the war.
Did the economy change over time, over the war?
Oh, I think so.
After the war?
Yeah. During the war.
Oh. Well, during the war, things, you couldn't buy things without having, what they call
those? Well, the Vietnam War, though. World War II was more rationing and stuff.
Yeah. No, the Vietnam War, I don't think there was much of a change.
World War II. The big one. My son, you know, they were all involved. In fact, he was with two of his buddies. They were all through the Vietnam War. And luckily, they got together. Well, they all went to Fort Lewis and trained. They got stationed at the same place. They were over in Vietnam, Laos, all over the country.
So did the your son and the students graduate from high school before they enlisted?
Yeah, they all graduated from Hill High. the old Hill High.
Okay. Were there any anti-war or pro-war demonstrations around Hillsborough or in the schools, and how did they affect you?
I don't think there was any around us because we had a son in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wouldn't have gone along with it at all. So
I don't remember any, but there probably was some, but I wasn't aware of it.
No.
Once people knew that certain young men were going to the war in Vietnam, how were these people treated? How did the people of Hillsborough treated the people that wanted to go to Vietnam to fight?
Well, I don't think the boys were treated very nicely at all. They weren't backed up at all. You know, I can remember World War II and how we treated our men in that war, you know. They did the thing, they did what they were supposed to do, even though they weren't fighting on our ground, necessarily. And one of the things that they said about Vietnam was, you're not fighting on our ground, you know, for our ground, really. And, but I think the thing of it is Vietnam War, there was too many no-nos for everybody, you know. The servicemen.
And then it was kind of a no-win situation. Yeah. That's the trouble. See, we probably could have done more, but, you know, we held back.
But the boys weren't treated real good. The minute they got home, boy, I'll tell you, uniforms went on, and they often, they didn't put them on until they had to go back. So.
Okay, that can lead to a question. How were the soldiers treated when they returned, and were there any programs that were set up to help them?
Not as many as during
They were kind of shied against, because it was a non-declared war, actually.
So. During the war, were there any pro-war, like, community sanctioned activities in Hillsborough, such as blood drives for the soldiers, or maybe like a gift drive? Or?
Boy, I don't know of any.
I don't remember.
No. Not during Vietnam, no.
I know, I gave blood because I worked at Tektronix. And I've done it regularly.
But, no, I would say no to that.
What do you know about the draft, and how did it affect Hillsborough?
I'm going to let you do that since I wasn't drafted.
Well, it took a lot of young boys. A lot of them didn't where they want to go. But it was one of those things, it was a compulsory draft then, like it is now.
Our boy knew he was going to be drafted because of his number. And so he decided to enlist, which would give him 2 years versus 4 years. And he was in Vietnam practically the whole time.
Did you know any men who openly resisted the draft?
And then, to what extent did young men enlist voluntarily? She kind of already explained that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they knew they had a low number.
Yeah, like my other son. Yeah. Figured he was going to be drafted anyway, so he might as well get in. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that I did not ask you that you would like to relate to me about the happenings in Hillsborough during that time?
I don't think there was very many things in Hillsborough that happened during that time that I know of. And our kids were going to school there, our other two. So, to my knowledge, I knew nothing about anything that was going on.
I wish we were so busy working.
Yeah, and living this far, see, when you live on the outskirts of Hillsborough, you don't really know of everything that's going on.
And it wasn't all combined like it is now, the population explosion, the way it's been in the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm. And my oldest boy, he was always so so strong about Hillsboro, you know, going to school there and his school. And that was
football.
Football. He was
wrestling.
All of that. So he was very involved. And I think it seems to me like we would have heard of something. But most of his friends were in the service too.
How did you react when he enlisted?
We weren't real happy about it. We wanted to wait until he did get drafted if he would have, but he insisted on going.
I wasn't happy at all. Mm-hmm. And when he came home on leave, you know, he said to me one time, he says, "Mom, what would you do if I said I was going to go to Canada?" And I said, "Well, what would you do if I said, get in the car and I'll drive you?"
Yeah. So that was in a protest in the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people did go to Canada, yeah, to get out of going.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, him just coming home from leave and knowing some of the things that he had gone through, I didn't want him to go back. So, and I'm really a patriotic person. You know, but I felt that the government was not backing the servicemen, and they needed their backing, not my backing. Mm-hmm. So they needed to end the war.
Controversial.
Get in there. If you're going to have a war, let's go to war and get it over with. You know, not drag it on and on. So do the thing. Mm-hmm. Do whatever it takes to get rid of it. So that's my philosophy.
Did the war affect like the life of your two children that were still in school during this time? Like what the teachers taught them or what they said about the war?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Actually, I think the people in Hillsboro were really quite supportive of the war. You know, and the boys and the young men that were going over there, because, you know, they knew them all. So, I'm sure that there was a lot of them that protested and everything, but on a whole, I would say.
Did it change Hillsboro? Did the war change Hillsboro in any way? Did affect it a lot?
Well, not that we noticed, because we never, of course, let's see.
We were farmers.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever been on a farm or lived on a farm. And we also worked outside the farm. So your day was like a 15, 16 hour day. You really didn't really know what was going on beyond the acreage, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't think we were into those kind of things. Maybe we should have been, but we weren't. So we didn't have the time.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that most of the Hillsboro population was agriculture? Like the economy was agriculture?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very definitely. That's why the kids got out of school so early.
Yeah,
to go
I heard.
Pick berries
yeah.
and go do this. And our kids all picked berries and did that. And, you know, it was very good for them. I had to go pick berries with them because my second son was too young to pick. And the only way he could get in the field was to have me go. So I'd go pick berries.
Did local churches take any positions on the war?
No. Only supportive of the young man. I don't think they took an issue for or against. Well, I'm sure all churches are against war, but we're supportive of the young man, I think. Maybe